The Traveler's Journal, September 22nd, explaining why autumn leaves are falling. Over the next few weeks, vast tracts of North American woodlands will be transformed into a sea of color. Contrary to popular opinion, autumn leaf coloration depends not on frost, but shorter days and reduced sunlight. As the broad leaves of deciduous trees gradually cease to function, the chlorophyll, which makes them green, slowly decomposes. In species like birch, aspen, and sycamore, this permits yellow carotenoid pigments already present in the leaf to shine through. In other trees, oaks, maples, and sumac, though photosynthesis slows, sugars continue to accumulate in the leaf, creating red or purple pigments called anthocyanins. Although the timing is light-related, many other factors determine a display's length and brilliance. This summer's hot, generally moist conditions in prime leaf viewing areas have favored lush foliage, but the final show is still weather-dependent. Ideal leaf weather requires dry, clear days, alternating with cool nights. A hard rain or frost at any time can bring down the curtain. Autumn's peak colors generally emerge in a broad swath across the U.S.'s northern border in mid-September and move south at a rate of 1 week for every 200 miles. The Mid-Atlantic and New England regions are known as hosting fall's most magnificent colors, but the southern Appalachians, the hardwoods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula, and Rocky Mountains aspens also put on quite a show. You'll find a wealth of travel resources at our site on the World Wide Web, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.